Não vou pegar primeiro aqui.
Should I have questions or meditation?
Yeah.
I think I would like to first talk about in investigation.
Yeah.
Because I think I have been pretty successful with pain investigation. Maybe I have more pain endurance. Because I don't know how to explain it, but I don't give it a term or concept to it.
Yeah.
But every time I do pain investigation, the one that I had earlier this week, which was like on Monday, I suddenly thought about the four elements you talk about. So earth, fire, and water.
Yeah.
And during this pain investigation, I don't know why, but I naturally associated the pain as the fire in the form of like a lava.
Yeah.
And then the water, I'm not so sure whether it was my resolve, it might was a resolve or my determination to get the end of the answer. And then when these two merged together, it created that there's like a chickney in the middle, and then there's like steam coming out. And so I thought the steam was something like you are letting go. And then at the end, the pain went off and I dissolved, and then it just got into a complete darkness. And so I just, it was just relaxation and then just a complete darkness. So I wanted to hear your thoughts about this. And then after that, I would like to follow up. Then what is the earth element that we talk about when we're talking about these four elements?
It has nothing to do with the body.
Okay.
It's just imagination.
Okay. Imagination, okay.
Yeah. I think it's a phrase or
ah, okay.
And this is not really helpful. I mean, what is faith? That is what you have to ask you. How does it feel? Where is it? Where is it located? Where did I come from? That's what gets the color. You play it around and you'll find the pain disappear because I don't give up with your photo.
I think previously, before even all these elements came, I was asking the questions that you were asking us,
yeah.
Us, like, where is this pain coming from and things like that. And then this elements part only came later, so
yeah,
that
yeah,
was...
To play.
Mm.
It's not really, you have to really focus on finding things. Yeah. Go deep into, you know, go deep into the flesh, into the muscles, and where is that really good for you?
Hmm.
Huh?
Hmm. Yeah, I think for me, I identify this, the inner part, inner thigh,
yeah.
as the pain, the pain point. But, and today I did, something like this happened. Today I did pain investigation in the morning, and same thing like, it was so much pain, and then suddenly my whole body relaxed, and then I went really calm.
Yeah.
But when I was in the calm, when there was this transition, I don't know why there was still this pain still there. So
that can happen.
So then I went out of the calmness, and then I went back to investigate again, but
no. You investigate slowly, but you keep on discussing that you cannot concentrate on the fact of you cannot concentrate on the fact. You don't have to be paid up in
that. I think even though when I was mentioning about the comment, that there was still a very, very substantial pain there.
But you have to understand, you just cannot. As long as you can concentrate on the video, on the breath, you don't regret it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's always pain, not everywhere, you know, you can't concentrate on the body, but we are not concerned about it.
Mm.
We are concerned about knowing our photo, knowing our mind.
It's just that it becomes a distraction.
If you know it's a problem, you can't embrace it, you also cannot concentrate.
Okay. So if I understood correctly, right now I'm doing premature investigation of pain. I'm doing premature investigation of pain, like.
Because they are not able to put all and not to repress anymore. They do all these meditation and now all the world is going to go to the So they have to. See coming up. That's what they like. Huh? That's why they give you.
I got it. Because right now, I think I'm at the moment where, I was saying like my concentration and my sati isn't there. So I actually wanted to ask you like when I got into that calmness or the blackness, like I don't get anything. Is it because like the lack of concentration and sati?
Yeah.
So at least now I got the answer. Okay. And one more thing is on walking meditation. I'm not sure whether I'm overcomplicating it. So the phase of the walking meditation starts with I just keep walking until I get the like quieter, and then before that, when I was the initial phase, I had to stop, and then I had to ask how is my towards the end.
Just ask yourself one question. If I feel that my finger on the breath all the time, this does how it is. When you go back to the breath, when you go back to the breath.
Okay.
And don't stop when you go back to the breath.
No. I did it at the end of the talk. Yes. And then this was
the determination of every start of the walking path. That is the one thing that helps us something. So, am I with my friend? Am I with my teacher? Trust me, friends, and then I look for them again. I will stay with you. And at the end of the path, we know that you have nothing. So, the video is coming, don't break time, it's like the day for time. So, when you come around, that's this one, second of me. Because that determination, every time we turn around, is that half of him off into something very much different.
Because
it's not important if you stay or if you didn't stay with the Buddha, that's not so important. It's important to really focus on it. Because if you just walk around, you know, our mind is all over.
Yeah, because for me, I thought at first I just had to make sure that the Buddha is present.
Yeah.
So we can say maybe kind of sensation, and then the later part is where the concentration really deepens, because that is, you say, the knowingness, and the knowingness happens when I could couldn't get the Buddha there's no Buddha, and
because you may not get interest in the Buddha, that's why there is no Buddha.
Okay.
This is so difficult. I mean, what mind to come a little bit calm? And we go with the calmness, or we go with this, or we go with that. And that's the same thing, That's always calm, and not the breath is the feeling. The breath does not disappear. Our interest in the breath disappears. Our interest in the Buddha disappears.
There's this part where I noticed that the Buddha is getting quieter and quieter, so I paid a lot of attention, and then at the end, I wanted to make sure I don't miss the transition. So what I experienced was on just the right side of my ear, I just feel like the Buddha drop to a very deep level, maybe like the chest level.
As long as you have the Buddha, that is okay.
Mm.
The can inner, can happen when my karmic is like with our sensual nature, that we know the nature, we know that we know the nature of the people who know the nature of the people, yeah? And then you stay. And then the Buddha becomes much, much clearer than before. If that doesn't happen, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, then there's something wrong.
And that's the same with the breath. Once you can't see the breath, then you... But in the knowingness of the breath becomes much stronger. Then it happens, you know, the knowingness returns to where you are. But then the knowingness of the breast is much more detailed, much more predominant. Yeah? Even though we can't see the breath anymore. Mm-hmm. Yet the people, let the people go wrong. Yeah?
But I did realize that when I was doing one hour of practice, I felt like there was one session, it felt like it all got very easy because I felt like when I was in deep concentration, everything slows down for me.
Yeah.
So I know exactly when there's a distraction, I tell myself, okay, at the end of the path, I tell myself, okay, time to redirect your attention. And then I started walking a little bit faster and then it was pretty, pretty manageable.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I advise people, you know, to walk pretty fast, yeah? Because then, you know, the chitta has to control the body, yeah? And the rest of the chitta is very easy to control with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? But once you get concentrated, you can walk it automatically slow down, yeah? But
yeah.
It never gets too slow.
Yeah, normally when it gets slower, like the Buddha gets slower, I try to pace up slightly.
Don't have to. Just let things happen. All what you're interested in is observing the Buddha, how the Buddha is.
Mm.
You don't want to control it too much.
Mm. Hmm?
Because controlling means you're not in samadhi.
Mm.
Yeah?
Okay.
In samadhi, they are happy with the way these things are. They don't control anything.
Then in the sense, should I at least know how does samadhi looks like in walking meditation? Or knowing this, I will keep seeking for that and that is not helping?
No! It's not helpful, yeah?
Okay.
Because that's the same thing, you know, when imagination starts and when you believe that the imagination is the result of your practice, but it's just imagination.
Okay. Okay. Sorry for so many questions. And one last thing is, as much as I want to do longer sitting meditation, I mentioned this before, like there's this blocked nose. So I think I tried to think in terms of the khanda, the five khandas, and I say this is a feeling, and this is not permanent. It goes away a while, but then I'm not sure whether it's really just the goes back to the overexertion that really creates this thing. Because I want to practice, but then I...
Yes, practice longer, but don't try to push it too much. Eh? I mean, if you push it too much, where we have to push it is to bring the mind back. When the mind goes out, then we use all our effort, to bring the mind back to the breath, not to the Buddha. And then let it happen. And then just observe what is happening with the breath. When you see the mind goes out, that's when you put the effort to bring the mind back to the breath, not to the Buddha.
But what if this happens right at the start, when I'm starting my meditation?
Yeah. I mean, don't be interested in it, and then just go back to the Buddha.
So, it's, okay, just ignore the sensation, take it as anicca.
I mean, whatever comes into our sense contact, we go out. And that's what we are not trying to. We don't want to go out to this sensation or that sensation. Oh, my nose is blocked, I cannot meditate. I mean, this is all thinking. That's not meditation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Because I was thinking, whether am I overcomplicating meditation?
Yes,
because
it
feels like I'm always relearning and relearning the technique.
Observing is usually the first. Observe this word. Observe the end. And this is the kind of observing that you have to do with the Buddha. And you cannot control this end and you cannot control these words. But you know exactly what they are doing. How can you not know if you observe?
Yeah.
Huh? That is the key, and the people don't understand it.
You
need to control, control, control. Yeah? That's not the point of meditation. That's not how we develop sati. Sati you develop by observing, observing, and knowing. Yeah? Going to the knowingness of the chicken. And that's why I said, you know, when we are here in the forest, it is perfect, you know, just observe the animal. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you still know what they are doing. Where is this knowing coming from? You don't diffuse it, yeah? Huh?
Sorry?
You don't diffuse it, yeah?
Yes.
You don't imagine anything, you just see and know, yeah? Mm. And that's the same with the breath of the Buddha, we see and we know. Okay,
okay, thank you.
Yeah? What is the first?
With the repetition of Buddha, I have never I have never tried this, and I'm wondering if this will complicate my practice of trying a new thing while I'm here, or should I? Yeah.
No, I mean, if you ask that, I'm not happy. I mean, how to try this? Put the breathing in and over breathing out.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is easier. It's much easier to concentrate, you know, if you have like a beginning to practice instead of just one
question. Okay. Okay. Is there a speed? Very fast,
It depends on how much your mind is going to proliferate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's very fast proliferating, then you speed up, you know that it will go, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're with the breath together, Then you know, I mean, you follow the practice.
And walking meditation or sitting, under any circumstance, should I use noting? Like, for example, sometimes I see myself like, oh, anicca, or like future, or I note where, like, the collision.
You can't do that in the beginning, but over the, where is this word anicca coming from? From the knowingness of the heart that tries to formulate that, yeah? And if you can just stay with the knowingness, yeah, then you don't have to formulate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But in the beginning, it might be helpful, you know, to make a note, to make a mental note, so that we realize, you know, that we're coming from the
mind.
But after a while, we should completely use that out, you know, and just know.
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. And my last question is, can I use my phone today to book my flight?
Of course.
Okay. And I just want to say I'm very grateful to be here. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're coming back to the U.S., huh?
Yes.
Where in Colorado are you actually? The southern or northern part?
Southwest. Close to the Four Corners and close to New Mexico. Yes. Yeah, where the mountains meet the desert. It's a magical place. Thank you.